This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans. He is Senior Fun Buns, Brandon Funston from The Athletic. And it's week 13, the main slate of the fantasy football season. You sweat it out because you need a win to get into the postseason, at least one step closer. With a lot on the line for many a fantasy manager out there, Brandon, let's put our huevos on the line and have some huevos gigantes here. Give me your biggest, give me your baddest, give me your boldest prediction for this upcoming weekend's action.
Well, I hate to do this because I'm going to step on our script here a little bit, but my boldest prediction involves Mr. Miles Sanders, who is somebody that I was kind of lukewarm on at the beginning of the week because of the ankle injury designation. Things are kind of cleared up in that regard, and Boston Scott, his tag team partner in the backfield at the moment, has been sick, hasn't been able to practice all week. I think he's going to play, but with the injury, with the illness to Boston Scott, and with the question marks at quarterback, and with the opponent being the New York Jets, who are just about as bad as one can possibly be on the defensive side against the run, I'm going to say Miles Sanders goes over 100 yards from scrimmage for the first time this year, and I'm going to say he finds the end zone for the first time this year. I'm going to say he finishes as an RB1 for the first time this year.
Wow, yeah, finding the end zone, I would never have thunk it in Week 13 that Sanders would not have a touchdown yet this season, but that is indeed the case, and I think it's a foreshadow. I got a feeling we're going to be hearing his name a little bit later on, so I will hold back my perspective on Miles Sanders. And I'm going to go to Foster Moreau, a guy, if you're playing DFS in the DraftKings game, he's only $2,700. And I think he is must-start material in some challenging leagues if you have some tight end needs. A guy that's still widely available right now in Yahoo Leagues as well. I think he's going to post a top-five week. Elevated in the starting lineup, likely with Darren Waller out due to that IT band kneecap, whatever issue. I was not a physiology major in college or kinesiology major, but I do know this. The last time Foster Moreau was promoted to the starting lineup, granted it was against a mother of all matchups in the Eagles, who are just allergic to covering the tight end, 6 targets, 6 catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown. I didn't come close to that this time around against the Fighting Footballs, who've given up right around 53 yards per game, just over 5 receptions per game to the tight end position. So 4 or 5 catches, 50 yards, and a touchdown. He gets that. That will be a top 5 week again for
Foster. Would you like
Moreau
to know really quickly?
Sure.
Educational nugget. Yeah. The IT band connects your hip and your knee. It runs along the outside of your leg.
Oh.
And is, yeah, not generally a very common football injury. It's more of a wear and tear kind of injury. Mm. But that is where Darren Waller sits these days.
Yeah, I have a lot of wear and tear on the body. Probably multiple IT bands somewhere within my construction of a human, which is just falling apart at the seams in my advanced age right now. But regardless, ride Foster Moreau. With that, let's get to it on this Football Friday edition with another round of the Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, it's player pick'ems, as we do every single Friday. Here's how this little exercise works. I'm going to go position by position. I'm going to give Brandon a 3-pack of players to choose from, and he's simply going to tell me who has the better fantasy week. Let's start off at quarterback. And, of course, we never focus on the obvious. We try to give you names that are borderline guys that you may be juggling in your head whether or not you want to sit him or start him. So here's his triumvirate. Carson Wentz at Houston, your boy, yes, Seattle, yes, you are, yeah, I'm probably done with you, Seattle, and he's still not doing it. That's Russell Wilson against San Francisco, or Derek Carr against the friendliest secondary in the league, but not as friendly as it has been here of late, the Fighting Footballs of Washington. What do you got there?
Yeah, well, Washington had the benefit of facing Seattle's passing offense. So, of course, everybody looks good facing Seattle. Look, I'm going with Derek Carr. I'm gonna pick on that. You think Foster Moreau is gonna be a top five tight end?
Yep.
I think Hunter Renfrow is gonna be maybe a top 20 wide receiver. If DeSean Jackson rolls, you know, he had a calf spasm.
Well, it was his birthday midweek, so that might have just been a made up ghost injury because dude likes to party.
Yeah, and we like DeSean Jackson.
We do.
We like revenge game narratives.
Yes, we do.
And so there you go. I'm going to go Derek Carr. It's slightly ahead of Carson Wentz. Russell Wilson is bringing up the caboose on this trio. But I like Derek Carr. I think Indy, the worry there for me, such an easy matchup against Houston that they can just sit on that lead, might go a little bit conservative.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's Derek Carr for me. I'm already on record for saying this in my Fantasy Flames column available at Bally Sports. Go read it right now. 285 and 3 touchdowns. That's what I'm going with, Carr. 7 quarterbacks have scored 24 or more fantasy points against the Fighting Football so far this season. You look at Carr, he's one of the more accurate passers in the league. He loves going cork down the field. As you mentioned, I love DeSean Jackson. And please, sportsbooks, give us the longest catch prop on DJX. I'm begging you for once, cowards. But Carr, again, you know, dissecting this matchup, Fighting Football's given up 7.71. YPA, 277 pass yards per game to the position this season. So I'm with you there. Ride the silver and black.
Number 4.
All right, moving on here in the Fantasy 5. Let's get some running backs in the mix. Here are your options. Devonta Freeman at Pittsburgh, which has come unraveled in the trenches here of late. Miles Sanders against the New York Jets, or Gaskin against the other New York team, the Giants. I guess you're going with Sanders.
I guess you would be right. I don't see anybody else in this group going for over 100 yards and a touchdown. So, yeah, give me Miles Sanders. I don't care how unraveled Pittsburgh's becoming. I don't even know if Devonta Freeman deserves to be in this discussion. I don't know what he's done to deserve it. But, look, this week I think aligns very well for Sanders. So, yeah, definitely give me Sanders here. Gaskin number 2, Freeman bringing up the caboose.
Yeah, look, I'm with you on Sanders, especially with Jalen Hurts now uncertain, according to Nick Sirianni. That's just a whole bunch of hogwash poppycock. It's a giant mountain of bullshit. Let's just call a spade a spade. I think Hurts is going to play. He's been practicing on a limited basis. He himself said, hey, I'm going to play this week. So I don't know what Sirianni's spinning. It's pure gamesmanship. But you look at the Jets. Yes, the most generous defense in fantasy to the running back position, giving up 4.62 yards per carry, 165.5 total yards per game, and 21 combined touchdowns. Oh, Brandon, you said that Miles Sanders is going to score a touchdown, correct? You did say that, did you?
I did say that.
Wow, shockingly, for a guy who has not scored a touchdown this season, it's minus 135 at FanDuel.
Oh, my gosh. You're not even getting plus odds on that?
Well, look, I'm not touching that. There's some witchcraft going on in whoever set that, line. I am one to believe that the other sportsbooks will probably have a plus odds, and at that point, I'll get seduced by the juice. But this juice, it expired way past his expiration date, and it makes me want to hurl. So, but nothing about Miles Sanders to make your stomach churn. Start the man in week 13.
Number 3.
All right, let's move on to the wide receiver position. Here are your options here. Jalen Waddle against the G-men. Brandon Ayuk with no Debo Samuel against your Seattle Seahawks on the road. Or Michael Pittman in a premium matchup against the Texans.
I got to go Brandon Ayuk. Look, we're starting to see consistency, which is weird because we saw none in the first half of the season. But the last 4 weeks, he's been 85-plus yards in 3 of 4 games. No Debo Samuel. I contend he'll go for over 100 yards, and that we'll see at least, I would say, 10 to 20, if not more, of that on the ground. I think they might try a couple of those Debo Samuel-type runs with him because he's also a yak stud, and I think he can pull that off. So be interesting to see how it plays out. But even if he doesn't get much in the rushing game, I think he's good for pushing the century mark through the air as well.
Ah, push it. Push it real
push it
good.
Real good.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. I'm going with Brandon Ayuk. He laid out the case. He's played at least 86% of the snaps in 5 consecutive weeks, averaging 25.6 routes per game, 6.4 targets per game, 3.4 catches per game, 67.2 yards per game, and a pair of touchdowns. I doubt we're going to get a rush yards prop on Ayuk, but you never know. But remember the last time that San Francisco went up against your Seahawks? Debo went off in that game.
Yeah.
I know you remember. It was 12 targets, 8 catches, 156 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. Who's going to pick it up? Who's going to pick up that slack? It's got to be Ayuk. It has to be. Maybe some Juwan Jennings if you want to go crazy deep. Some George Kittle action in there as well. But, yeah, I'm with you. Even though Seattle's getting up the 7th fewest fantasy points of wide receiver position, Ayuk is a play. Oh, and look at this. Plus odds. Plus 105 for an anytime touchdown.
There we go.
At FanDuel. So a little bit better than that madness of a line that was tied to Miles Sanders. Play Ayuk.
number two.
All right, moving on. Let's work in another thrice of wide receivers. Here are your options this time. Darnell Mooney against Arizona. Mike Williams on the road against the Bengals. Or you've been talking them up. You love the matchup. Go back to Vegas. Are you going to pull the lever on the slot machine for Hunter Renfrow against WFT?
Hell yeah. Absolutely. This is a Raiders themed show. yeah, we're all about the Raiders, and I'm all about Hunter Renfrow right now. So is Derek Carr. Been targeting him at 9 targets in 3 of the last 4, went 134 yards and went for 134 yards last week, has scored in 2 of his last 4 games, catching like 7 plus catches just week in and week out. And this is a fantastic matchup. I don't see how any way you can't be playing Hunter Renfrow this week. I like him better. I think he's got a much safer floor than the other guys here. So give me Hunter Renfrow.
You want to guess what his player prop is for receiving yards?
Oh, is it 69 and a half? Nice.
No, it's south of that.
Wow, really?
Yeah, 63 and a half. 63 and a half. Honestly, I think it's a well-priced line. I'm not touching it. I will gladly take the over on 5.5 catches if it is offered. But I think that's a pretty good line. I'm actually going with Darnell Mooney. I'm going to disagree with you. And you're going to say, oh, it's Brad looking through his orange-colored glasses as a Bears guy.
Yeah, and navy. Don't forget the
and
navy.
Yeah, very dark navy. A lot of people confuse it for black. No, it's navy blue. Very dark navy blue. But no, I'm going to go with Mooney. Last couple of games, 24 targets, 10 catches, 244 yards, and a touchdown. He's averaging 15.1 yards per catch in the season. He's wide receiver 16 in total air yards. And he's going to get a lot of Marco Wilson in coverage from Arizona, who has been generous, to say the least. A 73.7 catch rate, Brandon, and 126.0 passer rating allowed to his assignments. I don't care if it's Fields. I don't care if it's Andy Dalton. It doesn't matter. Darnell Mooney is going to blast off again. No props outside of an anytime touchdown at plus 170. But if his props are again in the 50s where they have been here of late, oh, my God. You know what's coming out. You know what's coming out.
I like Darnell Mooney. I'm still waiting for the air yards leagues to start happening because that puts him in a whole nother tier above. So.
It does. Well, look, we've been hearing like points per carry should be point per air yard.
Oh, geez. Darnell Mooney to the moon.
Yeah, and the average score of 20,000 points a week.
Number one.
All right, last one here. Let's work in a 3-pack of running backs. Here are your options. Jamal Williams with DeAndre Swift down and out against Minnesota. CEH, Clyde Edwards-Helaire at Arrowhead against the Denver Broncos. And same game, different name. Cue the REO Speedwagon for fans of our SiriusXM show, Fade the Noise, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern every Monday through Friday on the Fantasy Channel. His name got brought up, what was it, 8 times on the show from college yesterday?
Might have hit double digits. It was close. It was pushing it for sure.
And we every time his name is called, we play a little REO Speedwagon, and yeah. I belled out. Brandon is even singing it. It was just on loop. It was on repeat. So this, I guess we have to qualify because if, let's do it this way. Let's go with option A. If Melvin Gordon sits, who do you take?
If Melvin Gordon sits, and I meant every word I said,
said
when I said that
I loved you, I meant that I loved you forever. Got to hold that note forever, and I'm going to keep on loving you.
We
got to
work on that, just like our sledgehammer chorus there. But yeah, it's Javonte. I mean, I think it just jumps Javonte into basically the RB1 class potentially with no Melvin Gordon. So I think that makes him number one with a bullet. If Gordon plays, I'm going to go Jamal Williams. Go with the other Jay Williams because he has a massive workload coming his way, and Minnesota is not the stiffest of opponents for the running back position. So give me Jamal if Gordon plays. Give me Javonte if Gordon does not play.
Yeah, definitely not in unison in terms of us singing side by side, but we are in unison here because I'm with you. If no Melvin Gordon, it's easily juggernaut Javonte Williams against a Kansas City defense that has been bend don't break the last 5 games. They're showing some improvement, having a lot of touchdown in the running back position over that stretch, but they get up 4.40 yards per carry, 124.3 total yards per game. And Williams is really script agnostic, proven last week when he went over 40 receiving yards. So if no Gordon, that's my play. If Gordon does suit up and we get word in advance of the noon kickoffs, because that's going to be critical here, then it's Jamal Williams all day, 100% agree. He's going to nickel and dime through the air Minnesota to death. Well, not really. Minnesota's going to win this game. He's going to inflict a flesh wound, merely a flesh wound, Brandon. So this could be a 5-7 catch game for him. 80-plus combined yards when it does settle. So maybe gets a garbage time touchdown as well. All right, let's take it to the bank. Give me one more prediction before we get out of here. Whatever is top of mind for you in Week 13.
Oh, I just was seeing that DeAndre Hopkins, a game-time decision, Kyler Murray, a game-time decision. You know what just leads me back to? James Conner, who has been like just the lottery-winning prize of the draft season. I mean, the guy scores every week, sometimes two times. I think this could be another two-touchdown, 100-plus yards from scrimmage game for him, the way everything's kind of setting up against Chicago. So James Conner, the bull is out in my mind for my feelings for him.
Well, and you look at the Bears. They're awful. A bunch of gummy bears in the trenches. 4.43 yards per carry, 102.7 rush yards per game. 8 touchdowns allowed at the running back position. I'm with you on Conner. By the way, Brandon, if you think he's going to score not once but twice, you know you can bet on that. And he can do it.
Yeah.
FanDuel's got the lineup right now. 6-1 odds for 2 touchdowns.
That's crazy. He's done it. He's done it 4 times. So it's not like it's that out of the realm of possibility, especially with Kyler. If he plays, not going to call his own number running that much. He's probably not going to call it down at the goal line. And DeAndre's out. They're going to lean on Conner a whole hell of a lot.
Dude, it's -110 for a single touchdown, which I find crazy. That should be like -200.
Yeah, I'm looking at it like, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the last 9 games, he scored in 8 of them, and you're getting -110 on that? That's nuts.
Well, to put in perspective, James Conner's -110. Jonathan Taylor to score a touchdown. The best odds you can find is at BetMGM at -333.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
That is crazy, isn't it? It really is. Oh, and Jonathan Taylor's rush yards prop, I don't know if you've seen it yet, Brandon, but it is set at
3 digits. Is it
105 and a half, and I still think he's going over.
He's entered Derrick Henry territory.
He right. Really and we were, we would shy away from that last year, and Derrick Henry would just continue to stiff arm us like Jacksonville Jaguars wannabe tacklers into oblivion. And he'll do the same thing with this number. He went for 145 on 14 carries against the Texans earlier this season. All right. My other one that I'm going to go with, my bold prediction. I'll right behind Jonathan Taylor, I think the second most valuable fantasy back in Week 13 is going to be Elijah Mitchell.
Ooh, second most. That is spicy.
I don't think it really is. I think it is a minimum 120 combined yards and at least one touchdown. Against your beloved Seattle Seahawks. You're giving up, just 170 total yards per game. A dozen combined touchdowns to the running back position? I think Mitchell's going to see a vigorous workload and get the job done in the box score. Love him this week.
Yeah, maybe not so much having Debo steal his thunder, a bit in this one. So that's also aligning well for him.
Yeah, and if you want to get a single touchdown for him at FanDuel, it's +100. Ooh, make that
good
money. It is good. And with that, that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Brandon Funson on Twitter at Brandon Funson. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this fine program. And until next time, adios, amigos!